something new. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how Rough Riders roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no.
All right, welcome back for another season of the Barstool Pick'em. We're doing the college pick'em. We have some new things. Just a programming note, this week is going to be the only week that you will not have video because we are all still separated. Next week, starting in the office, we will have video. We're going to have Hank be the weatherman. We're going to have live callers. We're going to have Rico. We have him this week, but we're going to have him every single week. So it's going to be a great show. It's going to be interactive. So this is the last time we're doing the old school pick'em via Skype. Dave, as we start every show, live bullets or no?
No, I don't have a bookie.
Okay, we got to fix that.
I haven't placed a bet other than horse racing since my bookie died.
We got to fix that because now I don't want you to lose money, but gambling Dave is, I think, my favorite Dave, and it's a lot of people's favorite Dave.
It's not my favorite Dave.
I know it's not your favorite Dave, but
it's a bad version of myself, and anybody who cares about me should be happy my bookie died.
No, the team, we love gambling Dave. When you're locked in firing bullets and just going halftime, full game, five bets on one game, that's when you're at your peak.
Well, he's dead, he's dead, and Elio told me the other guy who, like, was his partner is rattled. Like, he said he's just, like, not the same. So I don't even know what's going on. I don't have a bookie. I have 20 games this week. I should have won about $30,000 in horse racing yesterday. I did two of my biggest fuck-ups I ever did, which is just making me sick to my stomach still right now. So
what'd you do?
So last race at Saratoga, I don't know why I listened to TVG. There was the last race of the day, the 10th or the 11th. I liked the 5, first time starter or whatever, I don't know. So I did a trifecta box. I've never done this in my life. I bet everybody to come in first. I keyed him for second. So I put everybody could come in first. He comes in second. Everybody comes in third. He won.
Oh.
The trifecta paid it was $1,000 like for a $1 try. I had it 20 times.
Oh. So how many horses were in the race?
12.
Fuck. That must have been an expensive ticket.
$144 for a $1 try, and I did it 10 times.
Jesus. Fuck.
I was up. I was winning. So that I did that. And then Del Mar, I don't know what race it was. But I was actually doing good, and that's why I was starting to bet more. There was another horse, Son of Hanson Gray, in a race, again, a maiden special, went off at 12-1. I liked him. And the announcers, again, none of the favorites were winning at Del Mar, so there was a 4-5 that was also Gray. And instead of just betting the 12-1 shot to win, I did a $500 exacta box with the 3, which was the 12-1, the 9, 4-5 favorite. My horse won again, and the favorite got nipped the 3rd.
Oh, so, come on.
2 diabolical losses.
There's nothing worse than having the long shot win that box and then having the sure thing not even get up there.
Yeah, I did it. And I listened to the announcers. They're like, there's no way he's so much better. I was stupid. So those two races, for people who bet horses, to have the winner who's like a multiple digit, like 10-1 or above, it rarely, rarely, rarely happens. I had it twice and didn't make a fucking cent on it.
I also, like you said, you mentioned, which is a classic degenerate gambler move, I was doing well, so I started betting more.
Yeah, well, I generally bet $500. I had increased to like 1,000.
Yep.
I got a race going off in Saratoga as we speak.
All right.
The 2nd.
Give it to
I
us.
I got the 6.
Okay. We'll start going, but let us know when it gets to the end. Give us a little live.
Right out of the gate, he's shaking his head around. I also found out we like are protesting Roman approvals. Right?
Yeah, someone I saw that, which is classic because people are like, "Oh, Dave doesn't make excuses, but he's protesting Roman approval."
is between like sixth and seventh.
Right, and also
seven horses in the race.
And also you
so
have
really like protest and get out of last place.
Right, and I assume you have nothing to do with that protest.
Nothing to do. I would never do that. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that is pretty embarrassing. Is that money difference or?
Yeah, it's a money, but I mean, it's probably like $20,000, but split between like all the ownership groups. So this race is off, and I don't look good.
What are the odds on this guy?
He's 6-1. He's in third, but laboring
turf,
greatly.
Turf or?
Dirt, yeah. It's the two favorites are up top, so I got no chance here. No chance.
You're okay.
Yeah. No, he's going to be last.
Where are they on the track?
Coming around the home straight. I mean, dead last.
Sounded like a move there.
No, dead last.
Okay. For sure?
I shouldn't be betting horses because I blew that yesterday. So there's no way I'm going to win today.
You're on tilt. All right, let's do a quick. We'll do a quick premiere five games, and then we'll go to our cards / locks. Oh, we already did our locks with Rico, so you listen to the end of the show. We got that for you. Oklahoma-Houston. That's going to be a great game. Oklahoma's minus 12. Do we trust I prefer September Oklahoma, so I'll probably lean Oklahoma on this one.
Yeah, I like the Oklahoma. I love the over. I had those both on my card, over 67.5, 12.5. I have Oklahoma and the over on my card. I don't love that it's a noon start, but.
Yeah, that does seem to always, like, fuck up Oklahoma, too, a little bit.
Yeah, I think maybe they get over that because it's the first game of the season, but.
Yeah, they'll get up. All right, next one we got Georgia-UNC. I really like UNC. I liked them when I loved them when I thought they were playing at UNC. I just like them now that I realize they're not.
And it's in the Georgia Dome, so yes. Basically a home game for
yes.
Georgia.
Yes.
I love the over here. I think it's a ridiculously low total, 56.5.
That is way too low.
I might have been drinking too much of Caleb's Kool-Aid, but. All the receivers are back, and this kid Mitch Taberski is supposed to be way better than their guy last year. So I think their offense is going to be going nuts.
That actually is going to be a very compelling storyline at the Barstool offices. How many times Caleb talks me into betting on North Carolina?
Yeah. You know, I've heard Caleb a little bit about the Mitch is a quarterback kid.
Yep.
They shared a bunk bed. They had queen.
Yeah, right.
Bed.
So
probably seen each other naked.
With a grain of salt. And also, the kid they had last year was nasty, and Caleb was just basically like, he was awesome in the games but wasn't great in practice. Well, I can live with that. Give me the guy who's awesome in the games. And he says the opposite about Mitch. He says he's awesome in practice.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
You may want to just take into account that that's like his best friend.
Yes. Yeah, I actually, now that I realize that they're best friends, Hank, you've been like leading me down this Mitch.
Well, and they're it's their receivers, though. The receivers are legit, and they're all back.
Okay, but.
Yeah, but their quarterback last year was that black kid who could fucking scramble and run. That's like a whole. Maybe I'm being racist, but this Mitch guy does not look like somebody who's going to be doing that.
He's quick. He's
Mitch,
huge.
Mitch looks like he should be in Baywatch.
Also, do we think there's any carryover from that Baylor game, that bowl game, which, honestly. There's been bigger losses, but there's never been a more like physical beatdown than what Baylor did to North Carolina in that game.
The word I was going to use is embarrassing.
Yeah. They just ran the ball like 75 times right down the throat.
They ran the ball up the middle for 9 to 14 yards per carry.
Yep.
And they didn't have a quarterback. Everyone knew they had to run the ball.
Yes.
They had no other threat.
Yes. That's right. They're on like their third quarterback, and they're just like, we got to run
third? I think they're on their fifth. It was like their wide receiver was playing quarterback. So I liked it over. Like I said, I love the over. I agree that North Carolina is going to score, but so is Georgia.
Yep. Okay. The next one we got, USC-Alabama. Alabama's minus 11.5. I love Alabama, especially in these first games. I feel like every single year, people try to find a way to pick against Alabama because they're like, they can't win it again. They can't win it again. They're going to be stacked and loaded again like they are every single year.
Yeah. I've said this now, how long have I been in the show? 3-4 years?
Yep.
You don't get rich betting against Alabama. You just don't.
Right.
So, having said that, I have USC written down, but I don't know.
That's perfect. All right, moving on. Clemson versus Auburn. This is actually Hank's Mortal Lock game. I'm going to tease it, so I won't tell you who he takes, but it is his Mortal Lock game.
Yeah, I like Auburn. Game one, I mean, anytime a power program at home is getting points, I'm going to take it. So I'll take Auburn.
Yep.
I love the over, 62. Love.
I do as well. Finally, the last two, Sunday night, Notre Dame, Texas. Notre Dame's -3. Texas is supposed to be like the most improved team this year.
I don't know what that means.
Well, they suck.
Like,
so
people recruiting class. Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and they were bad. So all they have to do is be like okay.
I mean, they were real bad. I bet them against Notre Dame last year. I think they lost 50-0 or something.
That was a really bad game. Yes, that was a really big bad game. And I think Notre Dame's pretty good this year.
Yeah, I have Notre Dame. But that's because I'm betting because of last year. So who knows? You just told me something I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a paper guy. So if they're that fucking improved, then prove it to me.
Okay. Fair enough. And then finally, Florida State, Ole Miss. Florida State's -4. They're playing in Orlando. So it's not at Tallahassee.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, Florida State's definitely a team that's going to they're going to be really, really good, but 4 points seems like a lot whenever it's an SEC team, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like Ole Miss plays well against good teams. Maybe that's just because they're the only people who beat Nebraska, I mean Alabama, but first game, they'll be up for it, healthy. They still have that kid, right, the quarterback, Kelly?
Yep, Swag Kelly.
Yeah, I know, I like Ole Miss.
And we can't go without mentioning this. Hugh Freeze buried himself in a funeral.
Cannot forget that.
I mean, that's huge.
Killed himself.
He killed himself for his whole team to have a funeral for.
Full-blown funeral, people crying, flowers, the works. I did forget that.
Yes.
Now it's up there in my Mortal Lock contention.
Anytime a coach buries himself and has a mock funeral, you have to take that team.
Have to.
All right, let's go to your – so like I said, we have Mortal Locks at the end of the show with Rico. Dave, give us your card.
So I have Tennessee -20.5. That's tonight. People won't hear it. I also love the over 59. I also like Vandy -4 against South Carolina tonight because it's so preposterous that Vanderbilt's favored. That means people know something I don't, because I don't care who you are on the planet. There's nobody who would say, if you didn't know anything, it's like, what's the line in South Carolina Vanderbilt tonight? Nobody says Vandy's -4, so I'm taking them. I traditionally have bet on Colorado State. Colorado, I think, probably every year for the past 20 years. And I always end up on Colorado State, and I feel like I'm always wrong, but I am taking them +8.5. I like Georgia Tech -3 against BC. That's a 7:30 a.m. game in
Ireland.
Where that is.
Ireland
yep. Something. We already talked to Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma. I like the over. I love Bowling Green against Ohio State +28.5. I like Michigan -40 at home against Hawaii. I like West Virginia -10 at home against Missouri.
Ooh,
I like
Penn State. Little tip here. The Milk Boys, I think, are going to be on one of the play cards for the West Virginia team, so keep an eye out for that.
Okay. I like Penn State -21.5 against Kent. I love your Badgers +10.5. I also love the over in that game, 44.5.
Okay. By the way, the Badgers have probably the best football guy name for their starting quarterback, Bart Houston.
Oh, yeah. I like that pick even more.
Yep.
Bart playing at Lambeau Field.
Come on.
A little guy named Bart Starr. Hank, you ever heard of him? You're too young for that.
I've heard of him, but I don't know who he is.
I like the over in UCLA A&M, 53. They still play that fast-paced shit at A&M, don't they?
Yeah.
All right, so I love that. I don't know why that. I love Arkansas -26 over 52 against La Tech. I like the over in Southern Miss, Kentucky, 63.5. I hope people are writing this shit down. This sounds like a really good card.
Mm-hmm.
I like the over, Fresno, Nebraska, 62. We already talked that one. I like the over in Arizona, BYU, 61. I think BYU still has a kid who's been playing quarterback there for like 10 years. Already talked Clemson, Auburn. That's my card. I gave it all.
Love it. I think that card kills.
Thanks.
The only one that I want to add there, and this one obviously we're not going to hear it till the show tomorrow, but I like the over in the Indiana game tonight. So we'll see how that goes. 63.
All right.
That's one of those ones that we just lay out there, and then I'll look like a fool when it gets posted. All right. Let's kick it to Rico Bosco now. All right, we now welcome on the world-famous Rico Bosco. Before we get into your picks, Rico, welcome back to another season of Pick 'Em. And also, let's fill in everyone with the sit-down and where you stand with the entire Barstool world.
Happy to be back on the Pick 'Em, for sure. I think we worked out probably the best fit is like a fringe guy. I think some of the comparisons... Well, Whack Pack, I don't know if I necessarily appreciate that, but that's kind of where I fill in. Anything that's, you know, caller-wise, radio, I like that. You know, I'll give my picks, kind of hang around a little bit.
Now, Dave, how do you think the sit-down with Rico went?
Man, I think it went well. I mean, I don't think any differently walking in there or walking out of there. I think Rico's crazy. But I mean, I'm glad he's here.
There was a moment.
Why'd you make that face, Hank?
Because he knows he gets a bad rap. If I was Hank negotiating Hank's contract, he'd have equity. I was honestly going to hold out on this podcast until you started respecting Hank more. So I think I might even just hang up until Hank gets some equity. Yeah, Hank's my guy.
Appreciate it, Rico. Don't hang up. That's all right. I can fight my own battle. All right. I appreciate all
right.
it.
Dave, how? How would that go if Rico did a boycott until Hank gets equity?
The ball would be in your court. You'd have to slice off some of yours for him.
Okay. So let's table the Hank equity talk. I don't think that's going to happen. we're not going there anymore. That was a smart move by Dave there. That's why he's the boss, because he's just pit. That's how you pit everyone against each other right there. Quick and easy. All right, Rico, one last question before we get to picks. Just to confirm, you were not the guy who was DMing Kevin.
No, but I did choose to use that kid's profile picture as mine as like a full circle inside joke. So I did get a kick out of that.
Because there was some confusion.
Can I say something, Rico?
Yeah, go ahead.
And don't take offense to this, but what you sent... like a video to Paul or me for Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a cornhole shot. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, my buddy asked.
That was like the worst thing I've ever seen.
All right. Somebody asked. I sent it through. What do you want me to do?
It was almost like our Instagram page is so good. Like, you have to be so good to get on that page. And that was just like... a run-of-the-mill kind of cornhole shot. Like, yeah, it was a little unusual, but it was so basic that I was stunned you sent it.
I help people out, you know? So, speaking of which, this podcast is brought to you by my friends at DJs. It's Labor Day weekend. Go visit them. It's obviously a big weekend. You could tell Charlie and Steve and Jen Strong that I sent you. They're all good friends of mine. Get up there for the dance contest. Enjoy a couple of grails. Everybody have a good weekend.
Fucking,
just want to throw that out there.
Fucking perfect. How many ads do you have, Rico? You want to just bang them all out right now?
I mean, the technology is a disaster. So I got a few, but...
Yeah, let's hear them. Let's go. Let's bang them out. You got any... I'm looking at used car ads. You got any of those?
Oh, yeah. My friend Brian Muse up at Stoneham Ford. If you're looking for a lease or a car, you can go to him. I think that's really it. There was that big story of that Florida State kid. That's good that a lot of people are raising awareness for autism. I do want to remind everybody there's an autism awareness walk at Randall's Island in New York next week. So that's, you know, a terrible condition, should raise some money. If you're around, go before the games. That's obviously something, you should definitely be donating to. So those are my three ads.
Are you walking, Rico?
I will try my best to get out there. Yes.
You should be walking if you're throwing this out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can mail a check too, Dan. It kind of does the same thing.
Rico, you strike me as the guys from like Seinfeld, where you'll beat up anyone who's not wearing the ribbon.
Possibly.
Also, you strike me as a Friends guy, not a Seinfeld guy.
I mean, I've watched both.
Okay, but if you had to choose one or the other.
Seinfeld's more clever. You got to go with Seinfeld.
Okay, all right. Way to save yourself right there. All right, let's get to the actual picks. A little preview. Tell us, do a little Rico brain dump. I want it all because I know you're fired up. I know you're ready to go. So let's hear it.
Dave, we'll start out with this because Michigan is obviously the most public pick. Them and LSU, I just read that throughout Vegas. Dave, I want to let you know, you're going to be feeling real happy with Michigan after like 5 or 6 weeks. But that is fool's gold, man. I don't know if you looked at their schedule. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's Hawaii, Swampscott High School, University of Phoenix, ITT Tech. I mean, it's the fucking NIT. So just want to let you know that they're in a route.
They have a light schedule. Everyone said that. So they're going to be like 6 or 7-0, and then they get into that.
Yeah, but we won't know exactly. So we won't know as good as they are. But in like week 6 or 7, you know, if you want to make some money and take a chance, you should be taking the money lines of a team like Michigan State or, you know, Penn State, whoever they are, where they're getting their first true test. So throw that out there.
I mean, yeah, you just fast-forwarded to week 7. Is that what you just did?
I mean, you can pretty much assume that they're going to be 7-0, right?
Money line, Penn State, week 7. We don't even know that that's who Michigan is playing in week 7.
All right.
But lock it up. I'll keep that one in my back pocket.
Thank you, Rico. Yep. Okay. What else you got, Rico?
Good. That game that may not even be happening to take
place. All right. Awesome. Awesome. Says the guy who just opened up the paper today for the first time. So no sweat. But a lot of people are on Tennessee. I'm not necessarily buying them. My under-overs that I gave out was the under on BC wins, which was 6.5. Over, obviously, San Diego State. And then over Iowa. They got another kind of like soft schedule. I think they got a weak division. I like them on the overs. But other than that, yeah, I mean, just excited for the season. You know, a lot of big games this weekend, which I'm sure you guys are covering. You know that that's not necessarily my cup of tea. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
I went heavy on that San Diego State pick just out of pride because I know how much you take pride in San Diego State.
Yeah, but you said that was a couple of weeks ago, right? That was like Christmas. You know that, right, Hank?
No, that was when you blogged it like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Rico, what do you think about I put $500 down on LSU 8-1 in Vegas. What do you think about that?
I mean, they're the most talented team.
Wow. You did that right with them coming out of fucking Lambeau. Huh?
It's I said it the minute I put it down, it will be a classic I'm the worst gambler in the world to put the money on LSU, and then Wisconsin finally pulls a rabbit out of their hat and wins that game.
I think Wisconsin beats them.
What?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
LSU's too talented.
I just said yes. I think they beat them.
It's going to be like last year with Wisconsin going down to Dallas. They won't get blown out, and they're going to keep it respectable. But when it comes down to it, LSU's front four and their offensive line are just going to they're going to kill us.
Dan, you're better than that. You sound like Rico. This game's in Lambeau Field. There's some magic going on there.
Not this early in the year though, Dave. Lambeau when it's hot out is not the same as Lambeau in like December, January.
Has Wisconsin ever played there?
I don't think so. No.
So, I mean, come on.
Okay.
No, there's only been one other college game there. It was like in the 40s.
Come on. This has Wisconsin straight up all over. I go money line. Come on, guys. Be better.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Now that I put the money on LSU to win the national title, I would say that you should put your money on Wisconsin because that will be a classic move by me.
Yeah, I like Wisconsin at that game. At Lambeau Field?
10.5.
Huge difference than playing in Dallas. It's a home game.
Yeah, yeah. Rico, so what do you think about, like, who's your national title pick?
I guess real long shot, like a complete long shot for the value, is Oklahoma State, because I think you can hedge that later on. They have a weak schedule, and some of their games, I think it's Baylor and Texas are the two tests early, but then it's the last 2 weeks, so you can start fading against that. I think they're going off at like 100-1. But if you're saying front runners, I'd probably take the bait with the rest of the world and go with LSU. I mean, it's boring to take Bama. You know that somebody's going to be there from the SEC. I guess you got to go with LSU. But I don't necessarily love it.
Okay. Dave, who you got?
I haven't really picked. I haven't paid enough attention to who's back and who's not.
Shocking.
Whoa. I think Clemson. I think they're really good. I think they could have won the whole thing last year. The quarterback's back. I know that. So I would probably go Clemson.
Okay. I like that pick. I think that's a good pick. Your guy Phil Steele gave us Washington as a dark horse pick. Rico.
Yeah, Phil Steele big timed me, though.
Oh, he didn't big time us. He's on Part of My Take on Friday.
And also,
wow, good for you guys. That goes to show where I rank in the fucking pecking order.
I'm just saying.
Did he at least say, hey, somebody from – did you guys reach out to him before I did?
He reached out to us.
Yeah, he reached out to us. He also pulled a Rico.
All right, hold on then. Because I have DMs and email exchanges,
Rico,
that show that the name of it was Part of My Take.
Rico, when you start DMing guys, do you think they think you're sane?
Nah.
Okay,
don't even know who the heck you guys are talking about. Who the hell is Phil Steele? Is that a real guy?
He's a college.
Yeah, his magazine's like the Bible, Dave. I mean, that's why you are, selling assets like the fucking Jackson.
That's why you're
college football.
What do you mean, his magazine? What magazine?
Listen, it's the Bible.
We'll come in next week. I'll give it to you. It'll be my present.
Yeah, it's.
I don't read stuff. I watch. That's what I do.
It's eyeball right. Test.
And you've done excellent through your career.
That has nothing to do with that. That's because I bet every game on the board, Rico.
Right.
All
right.
Listen, I gotta get my picks in here, Dan.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go to your picks.
All right. So very small card. The first one tonight, I don't even know if you guys are going to post it tonight.
Nope.
I'm on Louisville big time, first half.
Okay.
They're playing Charlotte. 9 back on offense, 8 on defense. First line I got at 24.5. So here's a quick stat I love. I texted the Big Cat like around the 4th of July. Bobby Petrino in his first game versus a non-Power 5 team, 557 to 130, average win by 38.81 points. He buries teams. Louisville's being talked about as a dark horse for the national championship as well. Lamar Jackson is a dual threat quarterback.
I haven't heard that. In that magazine?
Yeah, Phil Steele's mentioned them as like a dark horse that is on his surprise teams. But if you just watch last year, they were just a good team. And also, there's a note that I got from Stanford Steve listening to his podcast. Lamar Jackson admitted that he didn't even know the playbook last year. So he's fully tuned up. They're going to be going early. They'll probably score every time they touch it. If they get it 4 times, it's going to be 28-0. So I like that tonight for six units.
What's the line? The line's 40, though, isn't it?
No, it's first half.
First half.
So you're taking 24.5. That's a big first half number, Rico.
Yeah, it is. But okay. Charlotte's pretty bad.
Okay.
So
all right,
we'll take the chance.
Okay.
So I guess if you don't get that, consider that was the lock I gave out to everybody. But we'll take this. I like this one as an alternate. Mississippi State, Hank's buddy Stingray Steve. Mm-hmm. I've been texting him this week.
Also on Pardon My Take on Friday.
What'd you say?
Also on Pardon My Take on Friday.
All right, nice. I tried to get him on as a repeat caller, but I've learned that things go up the ladder, so he's got to go to you guys.
Right.
I like Mississippi State game for 2 units, minus 28, and I also really like them first half. The reason I like them first half is the reports are that they're going to play 2 quarterbacks. They haven't necessarily decided on the starter. So those 2 guys are going to be out there trying to outperform and impress the coaches. I don't think Mullins is going to take his foot off the gas because this is like a test for these 2 guys. 3 starters back on the O-line. South Alabama loses Cody Clements, who was from UAB, who I took a couple years ago. And South Alabama is 0-6 on the road versus the Power 5 with an average loss of 24 points a game.
Rico,
so I really like that
wait.
One.
Rico, Rico, hold
yeah,
on.
Go ahead.
The two quarterbacks thing, doesn't that mean that the quarterbacks are going to be trying to make throws that aren't there because they want to make big plays?
Yeah, but I think the throws are going to be there because South Alabama can't cover themselves with a blanket. I'll take my chances that way.
Okay.
And then the last one, Dan, you're a Big Ten guy. I'm all over this one. Talk me out of it if you think it's a mistake. I got Nebraska first half, 4 units, game 3 units. They're again laying 28. Who are they even? Oh, Fresno State, man. Fresno State's bad. They're coming east. Was trying to figure out when their flight was going to land to get their circadian rhythms. They haven't responded to me. Shocking.
Do you just DM the football program?
No, when I really get creative, I call from a block number and call the SID office and, like, say, you know, I'm with this publication or, like, whatever.
So you're being serious right now.
Yeah, dead serious. I've called ticket offices to get attendance.
Yeah, you did. Numbers. I remember that last year. Yeah. You called, you got, like, yeah. It was like 7,000 tickets were sold, and you're like, that's why this team.
Yeah, and you get the average attendance. Yeah, anything. Listen, Hank, anything helps. It's all I think John Wood said it.
But, can't knock that.
Okay,
out.
No, I can't knock
it. Insane. Yeah. You're like an insane person, but you can't knock it.
But if Fresno, it's a key thing, though. People act like, oh, the guy's wearing black sneakers or like this and that. That doesn't matter.
Wait.
But if Fresno was flying out Friday or even midday, you know, they're getting off the plane. Like, it that matters to me. Circadian rhythms.
Okay, Rico, two things.
I'm with you.
What I don't understand your logic. I love the hustle. I love what you're doing here, but you're telling me that a flight matters, but when a mascot dies, it doesn't.
No.
You see how stupid that sounds?
I can't take that.
You see how stupid that sounds when I say it out loud for you?
It does. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. But okay. it all goes with the back. Like, that's the icing on the cake for me. Those things are not, you know, my basis.
Okay.
Tommy Armstrong had 3,000 yards last year. They bring back a running back. Everybody who caught a pass is back.
Wait a minute. Tommy Armstrong's not still a quarterback.
Yes, he is.
There's no way he's still a quarterback.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
No, he is not. Look, that can't be true.
He's splitting snaps with Taylor Martinez.
That's not true.
Armstrong is still the quarterback at Arkansas this year.
He's a senior.
There is no chance that can be true. No.
All right, Rico. Hold on. One more thing that I have to tell you. A little intel. Ready? We were at the Mall of America yesterday, drinking milk, riding roller coasters. Saw the Oregon State team. They were riding roller coasters too.
Oh, they stink.
Well, especially when you
a lot of people on Minnesota.
Yeah, not watching film, riding roller coasters. Just think about it.
Makes sense. I like it.
Okay.
So I really like them. Also, Fresno's going to start a redshirt freshman starter. They lose their running back and they lose two of their top six tacklers.
Did they fire Pat Hill?
What?
Did Pat Hill get fired there? I know he's not there anymore, but was he fired or did he retire?
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure either. I think he might have just walked away.
I'd fucking hire that guy for any job he wanted here at Barstool.
You like him.
Just have him ready to play anywhere, anytime, any place.
I don't know.
Every year they give like fucking USC a scare or somebody who like was a number. He's scheduled. Their entire schedule when Fresno was there, if they played 10 weeks, it would just be the 10 top teams in the country.
I was taking Derek Carr overs, huge. Yeah, they were a good team. They've fallen from grace, though. They're pretty bad now.
Yeah, because they got rid of him. When he left, for some reason, he owned the Valley. That was his thing, owned the Valley.
He got fired.
Yeah, so it's –
He got fired? That's the worst firing. Whoever fired him – should get their heads
well,
up.
Well, he did go –
Tim DeRuiter is in his fifth year.
He went 40-41 in his final 6 years. So maybe not the worst firing.
When you're playing fucking USC every week, it's hard to, like, be good.
It's a fair point.
All right, so a couple of other leans that I – you know, figuring it out. I think the money line that you should take, you know – screwing around if you do like a dog is Western Michigan against Northwestern. Row the boats that Western
PJ
Michigan
Fleck.
Team always plays.
PJ Fleck.
Yeah, they always play teams tough. Northwestern is, you know, They were good last year, but they're not going to blow anybody out.
I disagree with that.
Did you see what the Western Michigan coach did? He dressed up in full fucking pads.
Yeah.
Ran out of the locker room. They put the ball on the 2-yard
line. Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
He went against a linebacker who was a walk-on, and if a linebacker, like, stuck him short of the goal line, they didn't have to, like, run. And if he scored, they have to run. But he stopped him. And by the way, he went full speed. It wasn't like he let him win.
He's insane.
And then he gave him a scholarship, and they all went berserk. But literally full pads. Like, he had the dark shield on. It was college football at its finest.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Rico, so what are you guys on for your luck?
Well, the one thing to be worried to I'll say about Northwestern is they always come out hot. Remember that. They fade late in the season. They always play well at the beginning of the season. They beat Stanford week one last year, right?
Yes, they did.
And then remember they went to Michigan and got the shit kicked out of them, and they never were the same? That seems to happen every year to the Pat Fitzgerald teams.
Yeah, I don't even know if Western Michigan's on my card, but I just gave that out. A lot of guys look for a dog. I'll give that out. So okay, what are your locks? Because I got to go.
All right, we'll do our locks.
20 picks.
Okay, how many?
Awesome.
What?
Hasn't opened a magazine, but he has 20 picks.
Did you say 20?
Go ahead. What's the lock?
Wait, no. We'll just go with your lock, Dave, because we'll do the 20 picks in the before.
Do you want a Saturday one? Because it's like actually my best pick is Thursday, I think. But if you, I'll go with a different lock. I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
Okay.
Okay.
Like
it. I don't necessarily agree with that. Interesting. Who was your Thursday pick, just for fun?
I love the over in App State, Tennessee, 59. Love it.
That's on – I wrote that down on my sheet, but it's kind of concerning me that App State is a little more run-reliant. So – but I like it. I gotta
Tennessee's gonna score almost every time they have the ball.
Nah, I'm not a big fan of Tennessee this year. But no, I agree. I can't like that over. I gotta give you credit. Dan, who are you with?
I'm going with shout out to Caleb Presley. I'm going with North Carolina at home. Underdog. Catching 2.5.
It's not at home.
It's not at home.
What's a neutral site?
It's a neutral site. It's the Georgia Dome. I'm actually gonna change that pick. We'll cut that part.
Imagine if I said this, Rico, you'd be all over me about not opening books.
Well, listen,
because it's your boy, Big Cat, you just sit there on your hands with your mouth shut.
Yeah, because he doesn't ignore texts for a week. I had a fire shirt idea this week.
Oh.
No answer. Still haven't figured out my financial repercussions. I'm in this, reimbursement. I'm in the same tank as Rico.
I saw it. You had some shirt where you want 50% of it, but it had nothing to do with you. You're like, same deal. What shirt was it?
Tommy Cheeseballs for Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, he wanted to put a Tommy Cheeseballs shirt. You wanted 50% of the sales.
Ooh. For 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not how we work.
how we worked on my shirt.
New lock.
Yeah, it was your shirt. It said Rico Bosco on it.
New, all right. New lock. Rutgers is the worst team ever. I'm taking Washington -27.
Can't argue that.
Nope. Cannot. Did a lot of research.
It's going to be all season, Rico. Just you sucking his dick no matter what he says. He just gave a mortal lock. He didn't know where the game was being played. Changed the mortal lock on his fly. You sat there, said nothing. He comes back with another mortal lock out of the clouds, and you say, can't argue with that.
Listen, I take care of my circle. Dan's in my circle.
I am.
You obviously. I don't know. You throw a lot of shade. Dan and Hank. I'm looking at them. They both look like they're having a great time. They know they're in my circle. I think the Huskies are gonna blow them out. I just said your pick was good too. I call it like it is, man.
He does.
All right. What about this one, Rico? Auburn +8 +7.5. My boy John.
I like it, Hank. And I like the over in that too.
Yep. John Franklin.
Shootout. Shootout City.
Yeah, it's gotta be. That's gotta be a shootout. But yo, Dan, quick reminder. I was kind of laughing during the national championship of the irony of it. A long time ago, you said that two teams that you could never get a read on was Clemson and Cal. You're on the wrong side of them 100 times. I think it was like the first podcast you ever said.
Correct.
So just still another stands. Quick heads up. If you're gonna keep taking Clemson, like.
Yep.
They burned you in the championship. You know what I mean? Like, just keep – I'm worried. Just worry about that.
Oh, no, don't – I'm already 0 for 1. There's only been one game this year. I'm 0 for 1 betting Cal.
So I'm already awesome. There. Don't worry about it.
So you're not even gonna like worry about it?
No, Rico. This is Dave and I. This is the difference between Dave and I and you is that Dave and I could be better gamblers than you. We're like big Labrador retrievers, and you put a bunch of food in front of us, and we eat ourselves till we get sick. So we're gonna bet the games that we want to watch, and we're gonna lose.
All right, makes sense. Hank, you took that for John Franklin, didn't you?
Yep, of course.
All right, awesome. I hope he gets in, man. He's an entertaining character.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Rico, thank you very much. We will see you all season long. It's going to be a great season. We also, you had the great idea that we're going to unveil. Hank is going to be the weatherman for the rest of the season. Yep. Once we get in the office, it's going to be fantastic.
Two quick things before we go. One, are we bringing back the callers?
We are. We're gonna awesome. Figure out a way to do callers. Yep.
Okay. I tried to get Danny Boy Kane. He told me to fuck off.
Okay. Yeah, again, Rico. Rico, maybe stop like being like, "Hey, I'm Rico Bosco from Barstool Sports" to everyone. It doesn't seem to be working so well.
Well, I think you guys abusing him probably didn't help either. But
I haven't abused him at all. He likes me. He doesn't like Dan. I'm the only one.
It's garbage and it's rubbish and it's not true.
Yes.
And then big announcement next week. Got a little surprise for both of you guys. Haven't told anybody about it, but I think everybody's gonna like it and we can use it every week going forward. So that's a little teaser. Enjoy the weekend, okay. Everybody.
All right, wait. We need a movie pick before you go.
Oh yeah, War Dogs was 3.65 stars on the Rico scale.
What out of what?
Four.
Hank thought it was five.
Yeah, Hank, some guy
a four-star system.
Maybe I'll vlog that.
What the fuck is a four-star system, Rico?
Date Siskel and Ebert, you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but dude, you're not Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, I know. I'm more truthful, so.
Isn't one of those guys dead?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Dave Siskel and Rico.
I think both of them.
Siskel and Rico. That's great. There you go, Hank.
All right, Rico. We'll talk to you.
All right. Stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop.